Reform Party presidential candidate Ross Perot has announced the name of his running mate. On a CBS infomercial, Perot said political economist Pat Choate was the man he wanted to be his vice president. Choate helped Perot define his stand against the North American Free Trade Agreement during his 1992 run for the White House. Choate has recently traveled across the country promoting Perot's candidacy. He lives in Washington, D.C., and is not very well known outside political circles. President Clinton began a three-day campaign trip today that will take him from Kansas City, Missouri, to Los Angeles, California. He will raise millions of dollars for the Democratic Party and try to make inroads in states like Arizona that haven't voted for a Democratic president in 50 years. Today in Kansas City, the president addressed the Southern Governors Association, telling them about his plans to provide 1 million jobs for people who will be forced off the welfare rolls by new welfare reform legislation. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton came to Kansas City in 1994 to unveil his own welfare bill. Now, 2 years later, he's come back to explain how a very different Republican-backed bill he signed into law will not cause the damage its opponents predict. The law puts a 5-year lifetime limit on welfare benefits, and critics say there won't be enough jobs to employ the millions of people forced off the welfare rolls, and they predict the situation will be even worse if there's an economic recession. The president has been defensive about the welfare reform bill, promising to fix the problems in a second term. Today he acknowledged that it was a huge responsibility.
We're going to have to move about 1 million people, 1 million more people, at least 1 million more people from welfare to work by the year 2000 to come anywhere close to meeting the requirements of the law and to avoid causing either a humanitarian crisis for the states or an enormous drain on your own treasuries.
The president's main approach to this problem is to use the bully pulpit. This morning, he sat down with a group of private employers and their workers to praise a Missouri program that provides incentives to businesses that hire from the welfare rolls.
Politics is over now. The laws changed, and the states and the communities now have a responsibility to create a story like yours for every able-bodied person on welfare in America. That's basically what this law says. And we've got to have help from employers, or we can't make it.
The Missouri program does what the new welfare bill will now allow all states to do, use the money states would have spent on welfare checks as wage supplements to subsidize private jobs.
But if you think about it, there's not enough money around to create enough public jobs to solve this welfare problem. Plus, which what we really want is for people on welfare to be part of the mainstream economy. So it's better if the ideal thing would be every private employer in the country, not just in the free enterprise system, but every church of any size, every nonprofit of any size, everybody could just take one person and that person's family and say, you're going to be part of our work family now, and we're going to go forward together.
The president made little mention today of the one piece of legislation he has suggested to provide jobs for welfare recipients, $3.4 billion in tax incentives for businesses who hire people who have been on welfare. The president singled out for praise the CEOs of two Fortune 500 companies, Monsanto and Sprint. They have agreed to lead an effort to enlist other big businesses to hire welfare recipients. The effort has a toll-free number and plans for a White House conference, but no federal dollars or legislation attached. The president had other, more immediate plans for business leaders, however. After his speech, he went off to a fundraising lunch where he collected $500,000 in campaign money for the Democratic Party. In Missouri with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.